direct to you. It's Direct Selling Radio featuring the Build It Big Radio Show, and I'm your host, Kimberly Rhodes, where leaders in direct selling industry share their steps to success. Today's special guest is my girlfriend, Frantonia Pollins. She's a leading authority on women's empowerment and feminine leadership. Affectionately known as America's First Lady of Empowerment, Frantonia has studied and interpreted and in her own unique way presented the universal success principles of the most dynamic people ever to live. With a zealous commitment to reintroducing women to their true power, Frantonia Pollins is compelling, compassionate, and results-oriented. She's a speaker, author, coach who has more than 20 years of helping thousands of individuals to achieve their dreams. On a personal crusade to inspire 1 million women, you heard it, 1 million women worldwide to conquer their fears about money and wealth, to discover their own uniquely divine and powerful purpose, she's on the planet to help women create successful businesses that empower them to leave a multi-generational legacy of wealth. Frantonia's innovative approach expresses her passion for helping women to tap into and use the infinite power that we all possess, a power she believes can change the world. Her latest initiative is the First Lady Lifestyle Academy. It's a year-long coaching program and intensive designed to help women toward personally being powerful and position yourself as a first lady in your own life. These seven areas that she focuses on are success mindset, health and wellness, love and relationships, spiritual awareness, wealth creation, career and entrepreneurship, and legacy. Frantonia has authored One Powerful Question, a three-book series that challenges the limiting beliefs that hinder us and our ability to live fully and our greatest potential. Her forthcoming book, entitled Awaken the First Lady Within, is a must-have guide for every woman who has ever dreamed of having a successful business that allows her to profitably. Her forthcoming book, entitled Awaken the First Lady Within, is a must-guide for every woman who has ever dreamed of having a successful business that allows her to powerfully profit from her passion and purpose while creating a fully balanced lifestyle. So welcome to the show, Ms. Frantonia.
Thank you for having me, Kim.
So can you tell us just a little bit about what you do?
Well, in a nutshell, I coach current and aspiring women entrepreneurs on how they can create a profitable business that not only generates an income for them, but it allows them to have a lifestyle where they don't have to choose between balance and success.
Okay. In other words, you're going to help women take off that superwoman cape. Is that what I hear?
Absolutely, absolutely. The current paradigm that women are expected to adhere to says that we have to do business the way that guys do business. That we have to juggle everything, be perfect at everything that we do, and we have to forego our passion. And I'm finding quite often with a lot of the women that I'm encountering that they feel overwhelmed and that they feel that they're in a position where they have to choose whether or not they're going to pursue their idea or the idea of success that has been put upon us as women, or whether or not they're going to choose balance in their lives.
I totally get it. So what advice would you give women who are brand new in business, just starting out?
Wow. There are probably a couple of key things that I would say to a woman who's just starting out. The first thing that I would ask her is really be clear about why you want to start your own business. I know that right now during these economic times, people are looking at alternative ways to generate additional income, but sometimes they're not realistic about what starting their own business really entails. So I would be really would make sure that they are really clear about why it is that they're starting the business and what that is going to require of them. Next, I would tell them to clearly define what their goals are for the business and do that by setting benchmarks, for what they hope to achieve in that business in the next you know, 90 days, in the next 6 months, in the next year, in the next 3 years, the next 5 years, to really plan it out. I mean, put pen to paper and write out exactly what your expectations are for your business. Up to and including, and this is one that I find women have a very difficult time with, but up to and including declaring your financial goals. It's one thing to say, I want to start a business to make extra income. It's a whole other sense of clarity and purpose to say, I am starting a business to generate an additional $1,000 to $3,000 a month, if you will. I think that that gives a person, a woman starting a business, a different sense of clarity and direction on how she must then maneuver that business.
Yeah, what I like about that, too, is you give, you know, a modest beginning so that you can have some success and milestones. It's not, I'm going to start out making 20 grand a month, and then you disappoint yourself, and then you think whatever you're doing isn't working.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting you mention that because quite often people do go into, you know, the idea of wanting to start a business, and they have such a magnanimous goal. And don't get me wrong, I don't have a problem with people aspiring to do great things and magnanimous things monetarily. However, I do think that you have to be realistic and set a goal for yourself that allows you to experience a sense of victory once you reach that goal. So it could be, you know, I'm celebrating when I make my first $100. And I think quite often in business we don't look at the quote-unquote little victories in regard to what we are able to generate monetarily so that we can have the buoyancy from accomplishing that goal to help us move to the next financial goal. So I absolutely agree with you on that. One of the other things I would tell a woman starting out in business is do not wing it. I think sometimes we get an idea about a business and we are gung-ho at the, you know, at the, you know, the excitement about going into a business, and we wing it. We want to figure it out as we go. And I just think that that's one of the biggest reasons for failure, if you will, for very new entrepreneurs starting out. So don't wing it. Find and follow a proven system, even if that means that you have to hire a coach, even if that means that you have to make an investment in yourself and in your business in a way that says, this person is going to teach me how to create a successful business. They're going to teach me a proven system, and once I learn that system, just like any other form of education, once you learn it, once you know it, you can simply continue to duplicate it. So those would be the, off the top of my head, the few things that I would tell a brand-new entrepreneur starting out.
Great insights. Now, you speak a lot at conferences and seminars, a lot about teaching women how to learn to create balance in their lives. Do you have, like, a formula? I know I've heard that you have this step-by-step, so can you kind of share with us the steps that you have? Actually, I've been told that you have what we call from frazzled to fantastic, five sure way, fire ways to avoid burnout and success in your life and business. So can you share that formula with us?
Absolutely. The very first thing, Kim, would be clear the clutter. And I mean that literally and figuratively, internally and externally. I have a fervent belief that clutter within is going to show up as clutter without. So if your office is a mess, if your desktop cannot be seen, if you have a million ideas floating around in your head, if you are constantly running from this place to that place because you have not organized your calendar or managed your time properly, that clutter will prevent you from being able to have any success in your business and eventually will create such a sense of overwhelm that you will find yourself paralyzed in your business. So when I say clear the clutter, for me it would be starting first internally. Where is there confusion in your mind, in your heart, and in your spirit about your business? Are you clear about the reason for your business? As I stated before, are you clear about what the goals are for your business? Are you clear about what your deliverable is for your business? If you are in direct sales, are you clear about whether or not your focus is on building a team or if it's on marketing the product or service, or have you found a way to combine the two that does not create overwhelming confusion for you, which is going to translate into confusion for any of your prospects and your teammates? Okay? Clearing the clutter externally means just that. Clean up. literally. It might sound a little bit harsh, but clean up. Clean up your office, clean up your home, clean out your car. A lot of times when we are self-employed or home-based business owners, we have a traveling office, if you will, and sometimes your traveling office can become extremely cluttered. So literally, clear the clutter, clean up. The second step would be clarifying the real purpose for your business. Again, be clear about that. Step number two would be recognizing that busyness is not business. Running here and there to every event, every meeting, every appointment that somebody asks you to engage in is not business. If it does not translate into dollars in your bank account, you might want to reexamine why you're doing something. We as women have a tendency to not be able to say no, and so we overcommit ourselves. And we find ourselves running around, and we're so busy. And at times we delude ourselves into thinking that busyness equals business, and it does not. Proper time management is critical if you are going to operate your own business. So we've got to get to the point where we are able to say no without feeling guilt. One of the things that I teach my coaching clients is before you answer any request for your time, any request for your involvement, that you simply say, let me check my calendar and I will get back to you. And in doing so, it gives you an opportunity to really take a moment to think about whether or not that is where you want to invest your time, your energy, or your money. Harvesting your time is very important. So when people talk about time management, I literally tell my clients to harvest your time and appoint a purpose to every moment of your time, every moment of your business day. If you've decided that your business day is from 9 to 5, then you find a purpose for every moment. Therefore, when you're saying to someone, let me check my calendar, most times you're not able to just jump into saying yes automatically because you will have delegated a purpose for that time. Step number three would be just that, learning to properly manage your time, energy, and money. Business is about generating a profit. And so there will be times when you will have to be mindful of where you are investing your money, where you are investing your time, and where you are investing your energy. If you are scattered because you don't have a system in place and you're investing your money in every new gadget, every new technology, then you're probably not going to end up having much of a profit in your business. You're not going to end up being very successful with the financial goals that you've set for your business. So I think women have to also learn to properly manage where they are investing themselves.
And, you know, just when you say that, one of the things I think about, Fantonia, is oftentimes if you're someone who has money, you'll very easily write a check for something because you're not struggling financially. Maybe you work and you're creating a business on the side. And so you'll just write the check thinking, oh, well, I can afford it. But the one thing we all only have is the same 24 hours. And I think we really have to start protecting our time because I think we so easily give it away. And that's as important as money, if sometimes not more important than money.
Absolutely. I would agree, especially as a home-based business owner or an entrepreneur, your time really does become the major tool that you have to generate your money and your income. And so no different than when I say to my clients to assign a purpose to every minute of your time, I also instruct them to assign a purpose to every dollar. And every now and then you might have to go through your accounts and see where you are, quote-unquote, leaking money, where you might have signed up for a service that you're really not using. You might have signed up for products and supplies that may be over what you actually need, where you might be paying for an assistant or a virtual assistant that you're not really maximizing the use of that assistant. So there, you do have to go through your business and monitor, edit, and really audit how you are using or investing your money. So I totally agree with you there, Kim. And then the last thing would be, and this one seems to be quite difficult for women. I coined a phrase a few years ago called sacred selfishness. And so women, in order to not become overwhelmed and to create or be able to maintain a sort of balance in your life, at some point we have got to learn to practice sacred selfishness. What do I mean by sacred selfishness? It means that sometimes it has to be a non-negotiable that you need me time. if it's a spa day once a month, if it is going to get your nails done, if it is you tell the kids and the husband, I'm going into the bathroom and I'm going to take myself a bubble bath, and for the next hour, unless the house is on fire, please don't bother me. And the reason that that is so important, Kim, for women is because we tend to want to juggle and multitask everything. And so, you know, there have been times I've seen clients that they've got the phone to their ear talking to a client while they're holding a baby on one hip, while they're stirring the pot of spaghetti sauce on the stove all at the same time. And if we as women continue to overextend ourselves that way and give away ourselves to everything and everyone else first, at some point we are going to experience a sense of overwhelm and burnout. It is critical that we as women learn to have sacred practices that are just about us, that have no other purpose to anyone else other than to us, and that purpose is to refuel and refill us in our minds, our bodies, and our spirits, so that when we do get back into the action and the activity of our business and the other aspects of our life, we are giving from a place of overflow, and that we are not trying to pour into our business and our family from an empty place.
Excellent. Great insight. So what information do you wish? You know, a lot of people always ask me, you know, people always share the stuff that maybe went well or how well things are going now, but what information do you wish you had when you were first starting out in business and you were juggling all of the priorities that you juggle now?
Wow, that's a great question. I think off the top of my head, the very first thing that I would say that I wish I had was someone that would have had a step-by-step system in place that taught me how to build it from the ground up. Quite often I ran into people that that were teaching or training on building a business, but their training came from a place where the business was already up and going, and it might have been how to improve your business. But very rarely did I run into someone that had a system in place on how to take it from idea to implementation, if you will. So I wish that that had been one of the things I had in place. The other thing was I wish that I had had someone who had had similar experiences to me. Because I've been in business or as an entrepreneur for such a long time, a lot of the mentors and trainers that I had were men, and certainly nothing against men in training and in personal development. But I think that sometimes the experiences of a woman entrepreneur, the experiences of a woman in business are quite different than those of a man, because we are expected to juggle and balance so many different things: home, business, the kids, building a team, still being, you know, girlfriend or best friend to our friends, extending ourselves to our families. We are expected to wear so many different hats that the part of being in business as a woman was missing for me as I was coming up in developing different businesses. So that's one of the most important things that I wish I had had. And finally, I think it would have been really how to structure it, how to structure your business properly, how to structure the legal entity, how to make sure that my internet infrastructure was up properly and operating the right way, so that my business could almost be on autopilot, if you will, how to duplicate that system once it had been found and perfected.
I love that, because the key, you know, we talk about duplication a lot, or leverage of time in direct sales and network marketing all the time. I think we don't talk about necessarily, you know, there's one thing to have your network marketing direct sales business, but you yourself, you have a business within and of itself. So you want to make sure that maybe it's not in your name. Like you said, maybe you're setting up as an LLC or S corporation, so you can take more advantage of those tax opportunities, the tax consequences. So whether, you know, you're talking to women in direct sales, network marketing, or any business, you absolutely want to ensure that you have the correct tax structure or business structure set up so you can take advantage of those tax opportunities. Well, what's the first thing that you recommend that people do after this call? We really enjoyed you giving us some insights on what people need to do to bring balance back into their life. What would you recommend that women do right after this call?
Yeah, I would recommend that women take a moment, you know, maybe set aside an hour, and assess your own business. Take a look at your business and ask yourself, you know, is my business today what I anticipated it being when I initially dreamed of getting involved in the business? When I initiated this business, what was my purpose and my goal and my reason why? We hear that quite often in network marketing. What is your why? What is your big why? You know, we often hear if it doesn't make you cry, it's, you know, it's not big enough. So really, go back and look and say, you know, is the business that I am actually living in today what I imagined it being? Is it what I need it to be for my life and my lifestyle to be maximized in a way that brings me the balance that so many of us as women entrepreneurs are seeking? I would ask them to assess whether or not that business allows them to tap into their true power. If that business requires you to disregard any part of your core values, you might want to really, really examine that. Does it fulfill you in a place that makes you feel purposeful? Are you passionate about the business and what it allows you to accomplish? So certainly we are in business to make a profit, and that would be the other question I would tell them to ask as they are assessing their business. Is your business really generating a profit? Because if it's not, then you would have to ask yourself, what is it that I need to correct, or where do I need to readjust so that my business is actually generating a profit? But quite often women are driven not only by profit but by a sense of fulfillment in what they believe their purpose is on the planet. So does this business allow you to have a sense of accomplishment, a sense of purpose in what you're doing? Right after you listen to this, sit down and just take a moment to assess your business. And if you find out that your business is not what you want or need it to be, I would certainly recommend that you make the adjustments that you need to make. That might require you, you know, speaking to your upline. It might require you getting some additional training. It might require you contacting a financial advisor or, you know, an accountant, somebody that can help you restructure your business in a way that it does allow you to make a profit. Those would be some of the things that I would recommend that your listeners would do right after this call.
Well, definitely appreciate you hanging out with us, Ms. Frantonia. I hope you guys have enjoyed learning about how to go from being frazzled to fantastic. 5 surefire ways to avoid burnout in your life and business.